Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on what he considers to be the big issue in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers, a promise that will not change.
Ethan Lane is the head of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. He's their vice president for governmental affairs, and he says that everything they're working on right now in our nation's capital and across the country, the number one issue can really be summed up in one thing: the supply chain concerns that are out there and have been out there for quite some time in the beef business.
That is the biggest issue we're dealing with at the moment. You know, it's been the issue for the last couple of years, obviously. We have a ton of money in the beef system. We have surging consumer demand, both here and around the world. We have higher quality coming out of our system than I think we've ever seen in the past. I mean, you know, the quality, the eating experience, consumer excitement for our product is off the charts. And yet we're really hobbled by this constricted processing capacity, by this lack of hook space that's preventing this tremendous supply of ready cattle that we have in the system from moving their way through that processing capacity system and getting to store shelves, both here and around the world. That's job number one, I think, in the industry right now is making sure that we solve some of those challenges so that we can get that leverage pendulum swung back in the producer direction. We've seen this persistent challenge of figuring out how to get our producers what they're owed for the cattle that they're producing. They're producing higher and higher quality cattle every year. They're producing a better and better product all of the time. That product is clearly resonating with consumers, but getting them paid for it, making sure they're getting a fair share of that beef dollar is really job number one around here for NCBA.
And Ethan Lane believes that the short-term issue is all about not enough labor to process our cattle.
We do have a labor shortage right now, and that is not unique to the beef supply chain. Obviously, we're hearing about it in restaurants. We're hearing about it in retail locations. We're seeing it around the country as things open back up right now. Even though they would like to open back up to full capacity, at the retail side, they don't have the workers to staff those businesses. We're seeing the same thing in the plants, and if we can solve that, you know, depending on who you talk to in that side of the industry, they feel like there's maybe as much as 5,000 head a day of capacity that's kind of on the table right now, not being utilized due to that lack of labor in the plants. That's a significant bump just in and of itself. You know, think about the comparisons to things like the Holcomb fire that had a devastating impact in the short term on our markets just because of that loss of capacity. We would appear to be dealing with at least that much every day right now in the system.
That's our short-term problem.
And then you have that longer-term shortage of hooks. You know, the last estimates we've seen are something like 5,700 hooks short in the beef supply chain daily in capacity right now. You know, we've seen quite a few announcements over the last 6 months about new plants coming online, plants doubling capacity. Tama is going to double their capacity and add, you know, another 1,400, 1,200 hooks to that facility. We know there's a 500-head facility opening in Idaho. The North Platte facility in Nebraska would add another 1,500 hooks to the system. That's all great, and that's a really good step in the right direction, but those things take time. That's, you know, 18, 24 months in the future, and what we need is that capacity right now. We've been working on quite a few different pieces of legislation to try to provide some resources to the existing system, ramp up. We've talked about before, that was a bill that we were pushing in the last Congress that was included in the year-end funding package last year. That provided $60 million in funds for state-inspected facilities that need to spend some money to get up to FSIS standards and be able to start shipping across state lines and expand their ability to and their reach in smaller markets. We're also working on some legislation that will be introduced here in the next few weeks that will deal with loan guarantees and financing for small plant capacity to new capacity to be tilted up. Right now in the U.S., it's about $100,000 per hook to build new capacity. So, you know, 25 head facility, which is not a very big facility, is a $2.5 million investment. You start to scale that up, and you're talking very quickly about very real money, and that leaves very few players that can really finance that on their own. And we want that new capacity to be really focused on some of those smaller entities. We want to diversify that packing capacity. We want to add new buyers to the mix in the market. So
NCBA's Ethan Lane, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, you're invited to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's 69th Annual Convention and Trade Show happening the 23rd and 24th of July in Norman, Oklahoma. Great speakers and educational sessions, an outstanding trade show, and a great opportunity to network and catch up with fellow cattle producers. Find out more by going to okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 23rd and 24th in Norman. You don't want to miss it. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.